Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
It's 2:35. I'm Chris.
I'm Aaron. Yes, this is another Weedsman Podcast.
What the fuck's going on in Michigan? We'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah. There's some fuckery going on in Michigan.
Yeah, that's the damn right there is.
Yeah. So, what? It's official. It's December. Another year is coming to an end.
Yes.
Another year that goes by fast, but still seems like it took forever. It's that paradox that we're stuck in now. Like, this seems like a lot. This seems like just yesterday we were looking at wrapping up 2017 and saying how shitty it was and that 2018 better be better. But 2018, that's when we all saw Black Panther. That was this year.
Oh, that was this year? Yeah.
It kind of blew my mind.
Seems like that was last year.
Seems like we've been through so much since then. But yeah, another year rolls around. Another season of The Simpsons. This is going to be their 30th season coming up. Is that correct?
Yeah. And it's a wrap for Apu.
No more Apu. He's been slowly written off the show. And then... they're going to send him off without so much as a shot from a t-shirt gun. He's just going to... and he's not even getting, like, the Kevin Spacey treatment. Like, Kevin Spacey got... they erased him as much as possible from House of Cards, but you just can't have your lead character disappear and then come back in a season and everyone acts like he was never around. But... his image didn't appear in House of Cards. There was an audio diary they had left that people listened to with headphones on only. So his voice wouldn't even appear and trigger somebody. So yeah, but... okay, so season 30, though, this is peculiar. This is what's peculiar. This is why I bring it up. There's kind of a tradition... with each season of there's one character that kind of advertises for that season, kind of in a way to highlight how deep their catalog is of characters.
Mm-hmm.
That they can be, you know, going on 30 seasons, and if you have all the different DVD collections, there's a different character featured on each one of those covers. There's other characters on there, but they're the biggest one. But in the advertising for the 30th season, guess who is the face of Simpsons season 30?
Mo.
Somebody we haven't seen in a while.
Troy McClure.
Troy McClure.
Really?
You nailed it.
Really?
Yes.
How?
A character who has not appeared.
Phil Hartman's fucking dead.
Well, this character doesn't... look, last season was Bumblebee Man, right? I don't know if... I couldn't tell you if there were any episodes with Bumblebee Man in there or if any of them even featured him. It doesn't have to correlate to anything. It doesn't mean that he's going to be in any of the episodes. It's just like, here's another character, and they're probably working their way down the list. Although, Nelson and Mr. Burns... and Smithers, all three, have not appeared
really?
On a DVD cover yet. Yeah, so it's strange that they would go to Troy McClure before any of those characters, and strange that they would use him at all, considering that they didn't try and recast him. I mean, they kind of... I almost imagine that, like...
he hasn't been on a show since, like, 97, obviously.
Right, And it's not like Phil Hartman was like an original cast member. He was just somebody who was participating in those early seasons, those single-digit seasons. And it almost seems to me that they wrote characters for Phil Hartman to play. You know, when you find out that somebody that funny, who no matter what they say, it sounds funny,
yeah.
wants to... do a voice acting for your show? You, yeah, whatever yes. you want. Yes. Oh, you're going to say yes to
Jimmy,
that.
I'm curious as to how It's from the ranch to my stomach.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down, Jimmy. You just asked a mouthful. It all starts here.
But yeah, that's just really curious to me.
Just right.
And no apparent mention or any kind of announcement that, like, this is some sort of tribute to him. It's the character disappeared without a trace. The image, the character's image, or Lionel Hutz, the attorney, neither name nor face has appeared on a Simpsons episode in, what, 20 years now.
It's true.
And then all of a sudden, he's like, I don't know, like he's on the advertisement saying, watch The Simpsons.
Mr. McClure,
I don't know, it seems like bad taste to me.
Who says it's wrong to eat meat? Is he crazy?
No, just ignorant. You see, your crazy friend never heard of the food chain.
This is everything pointing at the human.
He'll tell you that in nature, one creature invariably eats another to survive.
This was meat and you. Was this called Meat and You, Partners in Freedom?
The shark eating
Don't
the...
Don't kid yourself, Jimmy. If a cow ever you and everyone you care about.
The, his example for the food chain was, what, a monkey eating a banana? And then an alligator eating a monkey?
Dance, eat you and
Yeah, hold on.
Just ask this scientist. He'll tell you that in nature, one creature invariably eats another to survive.
Lion gazelle.
Gazelle, yeah.
Eagle eats a sheep.
A dog catches a frisbee for some reason.
Yeah, and then a shark eats a gorilla.
Okay, the shark eats a gorilla reaching for a banana.
Wow, Mr. McClure.
Like how they even get the warbly soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yes, you were, Jimmy. Yes, you were.
You're hurting me.
Do they have Troy McClure saying all the movies he's been in?
That's what we really need, yeah. A mashup of just, you may remember me from...
Here we go. Woo-hoo! Oh, in Hello. Order, too.
I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such movies as Cry Yuma and Here Comes the Coast Guard.
The Revenge of Abe Lincoln and the wackiest covered wagon in the West.
Buck Henderson, Union Buster. And Troy and Company's Summertime Smile Factory. Handle with care. Today we kill, tomorrow we die, and Gladys the Groovy Mule. Calling all
those are the best ones. They had the juxtaposition, the two, the super serious and the ridiculous.
Falling your battleship. And dig your own grave and save. Dramatic Adventures of Hercules. And Dial M for murderousness.
That's,
adventures through the
that's from the episode
line.
Where and Homer eats a sandwich.
Larry Leadfoot. P is for psycho. And the president's neck is missing. Out with Gallagher. Tony Orlando's house. Smoke yourself thin and get confident, stupid.
That was Yola Tango song. What about Tony Orlando? Let's all save Tony Orlando's house.
3 equals negative fun. And firecrackers, the silent killer.
Alien nose job. And
the silent killer.
Chevy Chase show.
Designated drivers, the life-saving nerds, and phony tornado alarms reduce readiness.
Andre the Giant, we hardly knew ye. And Shem Powered, today we mourn a stooge.
Joe Blow. Give my remains to Broadway.
The verdict was mail fraud and leper in the backfield.
Last night's dinner.
Locker room towel fight. The blinding of Larry Driscoll.
Make out King and the electric gigolo.
Christmas ape and Christmas ape goes to summer camp. Son of Sanford and Son.
The Christmas ape movies.
David versus Super Goliath and suddenly Last Supper.
Alice doesn't live anymore. And mommy, what's wrong with that man's face? Welcome to Springfield Airport. And where's Nordstrom? Earwigs. Man versus nature, the road to victory.
It's a shame. That clip should have been 25 minutes long just to go through all of the movies.
Not two.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to protest. I'm going to not watch. That's what I'm going to do. Oh, wait. I don't watch already.
I've actually heard it's getting better.
That's what I've heard too.
Maybe they got some new writers.
I don't know. I haven't watched a whole episode, but I've peeked at some of the recent stuff, and it just doesn't have the same rhythm.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, the sweet spot for The Simpsons was the mid-90s. Or just the 90s in general. Like the beginning until about 2000. Yep. And that's when they started getting spotty.
Yep.
And then, yeah, about 2000, they switched out the writers. Started getting weird. Started turning into a cartoon. And the whole cool thing about it is it was a cartoon. It didn't know it was a cartoon. It didn't act like a cartoon, I guess.
Yeah.
And then it started acting like a cartoon, and that's what started losing me.
Right. It was written like a family drama.
Yeah, like a live-action sitcom.
Well, it was... There was an interview with one of the Farrelly brothers. He did some kind of serious movie. And he was saying that his influence for wanting to make movies or any kind of film project at all was watching Andy Griffith. And you don't... I mean, there's kind of a big gap between Andy Griffith TV show and the slapstick comedy of the Farrelly brothers in the 90s.
Yeah.
You would think more, Marx Brothers and Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Would be heavily influential. And I'm sure it was, but that was he listed that as a primary influence.
I do have a point. Hold on.
And what he pointed out about those shows is that they were funny, but there was it was specifically noted that there shouldn't be jokes in the show, that all the humor should come from the characters. Opie's line isn't going to be funny coming out of anyone else's mouth. It's his mm-hmm. line because it comes from his experience, and because you know that character, you know it's funny. It's not like a joke that you could write and have a comedian go up and read. That's where all the original great Simpsons humor came from. And I think it was this concept that they could play with these characters more than real ones represented by real people, because they had a lot more leeway from the audience and what they could do with these characters. But it didn't mean that they they became less human, right?
When they started turning Homer Simpson into a cartoon character,
right?
That's when they lost me.
Well, once they feel they have the audience grounded in the characters, yeah, they could do whatever they want. They could send Homer into space. He could tour with the Smashing Pumpkins. No, they could do whatever they wanted. But then they started basing these episodes on can just do whatever
you
want. They
started turning him into like Wile E. Coyote, if that makes any sense to you.
And then everything, instead of it being character based on how would Lisa react to this episode, they're like, oh, we need an episode and we want to talk about this issue.
Yeah,
we're going
to get preachy. It's Lisa.
So
time.
Lisa gets an episode where she talks to everybody about trees.
Yeah.
You know, and we want to make, I don't know, I can't think of another good example, but.
Haven't you learned anything from that guy who gives those sermons at church? Captain, what's his name? We live in a society of laws. Why do you think I took you to all those Police Academy movies? For fun? Well, I didn't hear anybody laugh.
That guy who made sound effects. Vroom,
vroom, vroom. Honk, honk.
Where was I? Stay out of my food. Excuse me, Your Honor.
Native American ice cream. Oh shit, I dropped the joint.
Now, what were we talking about, boy?
Why was it called Native American ice cream?
It's formerly Chief Cool Cone or something like that.
not a bear in sight. The bear patrol must be working like a charm.
That's specious reasoning, Dad.
Thank you, honey.
By your logic, I could claim that this rock keeps tigers away.
Oh, how does it work?
It doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
It's just a stupid rock.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see any tigers around here, do you?
Lisa?
Do that rock.
Buy your rock. Woohoo! A perfect day. Zero bears and one big, fat, hairy paycheck.
Hey! How come my pay is so low?
Bear patrol tax, $5.
What? This is an outrage! It's the biggest tax increase in history!
Actually, Dad, it's the smallest tax increase in history.
Let the bears pay the bear tax. I pay the homer tax.
That's the homeowner tax.
Anyway, I'm still outraged.
So So I hear this shit wasn't so easy to come by this time. That even though we've had a decade of medical program and an impending recreational program.
Yeah.
It was difficult to get your hands on some cannabis.
The day this show posts, the rec law is officially going to effect, or it'll be in effect today. But mm-hmm. I recorded audio today from one of my trips to dispensaries. Yeah.
You're like, where is everyone?
Where is everything? And where is everything? Where is everything like, at?
I'm sorry. You guys are going out of business, huh?
Yeah. Is this going out of business sale? The fuck is going on? Well, apparently, as of December 1st, they can only buy from licensed growers, state-licensed growers. So, obviously, since process has been going so well with licensing the dispensaries...
There's only one of those.
Now we're going to license the growers.
There's only... As far as I know, there's only one licensed grower.
Well, he's a very rich man right now.
Right. He's like those dudes in fucking Boston, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That, the two dispensary owners, they got all the money.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I go in there, nothing hanging on the shelves. A place that I go to usually has dozens of strain. There's 10. I counted. I was like, I'm counting this because I want to be able to give this number on the show. And then I went to a couple other places. One place only had 3 strains. And, you know, in every place, they're asking me just what they want to announce. Like, ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Only one kind of cartridge.
Supply and demand business.
Only one brand of cartridge in every place. Only one edible fucking chocolate bar in every place. So the companies that are making these are fucking...
You're seeing the same products. Yeah. So there's only like the one that's been approved.
Yeah, stacking that cash at whoever's making these things.
Well, temporarily, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what at the last dispensary I went to. Yeah, the guy told me. He's like, yeah, state's got to license up all the people we were getting our stuff from. He's like, and pretty much around here, give us a week, we'll be back to normal.
Oh, but well, that's not so bad.
But
then.
Right now, yeah, I'm on planes all the time. They, you know, they always tell you, it'll be about a half hour.
Oh, right.
After a half hour. Yeah, it'll be about a half hour. Right. So if I go back next week, be like, yeah, man, another week.
Yeah. No, I know it's crazy. They should have this all ironed out, though, anyway. Yeah, so that would be $162.
For an eighth? Goddamn!
Look, bureaucracy is bureaucracy, right? I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by when shit like this goes down.
What's going on?
We would hope that this would even out eventually, right? This is a turbulent time. All right, but still, how come so many of the programs that roll out in this country... roll out in ways that actually drive people to the black market. I mean, that's all they're doing right now in trying to get everything proper, which I give them credit
for. I walked out 2 dispensaries today. Yeah. Like, sorry, I'm not paying that. See ya.
Yeah, there is a lot of people's dudes being called up this weekend, I'm sure. Right. You're like, hey, yo, you still doing those extra topping pizzas, the ones with the extra pineapple pizzas. Can I get one of those? Whatever you're
like, recreational now. We don't have to use the code anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, they could still pinch you for dealing it.
I suppose.
I don't know what that would look like in court, but yeah, even if I just want to like sell somebody an eighth of my own stash, I could. That's technically illegal. Now, there's nothing illegal about giving it away.
Yeah.
And there's nothing illegal about finding money.
I know, right?
Hey, it's left in my couch.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So, okay. So, shit's getting wrapped up in the approvals and the red tape and whatnot.
Yeah. But I guess, too, the stuff I keep telling myself is it's all just laying groundwork. It's all just, we're at the beginning of something.
It's always darkest before the dawn.
Yeah.
That's what you have to keep in mind.
And two, I guess, within a year, they have to start approving licenses for rec places. That's part of
a year.
Part of the law.
So we are going to
by a year from now, we have to see licenses issued to businesses.
So they'll be open then.
The license is just issued.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe they won't open day of, but
well, if they're smart, they.
they're ready to go.
The places that got medical, can they apply for the rec? Do we know that?
I see no reason why not. I think they'd still have to keep them separate businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But if you already have a lot of your infrastructure there,
yeah,
then, you know, maybe you lose it. If your license doesn't get approved, maybe you lose a deposit on your real estate or something, you know?
That's no regulation, but, man. So far, it's led to less choice. Yeah. It's closed down two of my spots, and now it's led to less choice.
You know, I know that
at the spots I do go to,
because there's so much of the policing of cannabis, while it was illegal, that has been unfairly done upon you know, the poor and the minority classes in this country. There's a lot of ideas of, well, this can be some sort of like reparations, right? That we can encourage people that represent these groups that have been unfairly prosecuted and get them involved in this industry, and they can make some money off of it now. This will be, you know, this is justice ultimately done, right? But when you're talking about something that's a volatile market now, while you're not going to have people like Coca-Cola dipping their hands into it all the way, you know, dabbling, you know, or interested in the CBD or something, but like, until it goes national, they're not going to get fully invested in it. But neither do you just have like the dreamer who scrounged together a few grand and was like going to make something of it. Like, you're betting, unless you have some wealthy backers, you're betting, you know, your entire savings, your credit history, everything mm-hmm. on you getting a license from a process that takes what we've seen is like tremendously slow. So there's money involved in getting these legal recreational businesses up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And no doubt there's probably a lot of that money that is coming from the black market.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's done through somebody that's a face for that company, maybe I'm dealing drugs and I've saved up a lot of money and now it's going legal and I've got this charge from back in the day, but I can funnel the money through my cousin.
Might be time to start thinking about opening up a shop.
Right.
The Weedsman Dispensary?
Could
that
for
be a
us?
Thing one day?
Oh, I thought you were like, I thought you were role playing. Like,
that's just being general. You never know.
Like, we should own a shop?
Oh.
I think that's like a good retirement plan type of thing. I think, yeah. You know, I could do that for the rest of my day, sit in a weed shop that also, I don't know, sold comic books and vinyl.
Oh, wow.
Something like that, you know? Some place where I can sit around and read comics and smoke pot all day. That's what there I want for my retirement.
The comic weed shop.
I think it might be an oversight in this story. They refer to the majority leader in the Michigan Senate, but I don't know who that is. Some guy named Meekoff. Does that name sound familiar? Jack Meekoff? No. Probably not. I don't know what his first name is. I got a call from Meekoff. Well, whatever this jackoff, whoever the fuck he is.
Get him through this state a little faster than 7 miles an hour, Officer Meekoff. Jack.
Well, that's when was it nitrous that was leaking into the...
Yes. Roads. But what's up with this guy?
Okay. Oh, yeah. So what's up with Jack Meekoff?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. They do not say his name in this story. This was in, I don't know where Wood TV is. Covers Grand Rapids. Okay. You're familiar with it.
Out there. You did it too. It was just Channel 8 when you lived out there.
Yeah. I don't know. I had HBO. You know. I'm watching local TV for it. No, Meekoff, though. What is he doing? He's proposing a bill that would put restrictions on cannabis, further restrictions than what was agreed to, what we all voted for, what an overwhelming majority of the state voted for in making cannabis legal to own and grow and legal to sell recreationally. Amongst these restrictions that he's looking at putting in, by a majority leader of a lame duck Congress, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Democratic leaders in the next session come next year, probably January. I don't know when they swear in state senates.
And then Democratic governor.
Right.
So have fun, buddy.
So, yeah, this is
good
like...
Good luck with your bill.
We got to get this in now, which
it's is... It's the end of the year and everyone's going to be on vacation.
Yeah. Who knows how successful he's going to be on. But amongst the restrictions that he's looking to go for is keeping people from growing it at home at all.
Boo.
Restricting home grows. Right now, I think as of
the... That's another thing, too. A hydro shop would probably be a really good business to probably think about now.
No, they're already sprouting up all over the place. They've been... Mm-hmm. His office said that the state regulates alcohol and tobacco. It should also regulate marijuana. He respects the voters' desire to decriminalize marijuana use, but he believes it still requires the state to regulate the substance. I mean... I mean, that's nothing, right?
Yeah.
We understand that state's going to regulate it.
Yes.
Right? We didn't think that we were going to vote in this proposal and then it was just going to sprout
out. Everybody gets weed.
It's just going to start sprouting out of the medians and the highways and we're just going to go and pick it or the government's going to deliver it to you.
Black people are just
going to
come out of the city and start handing it out to kids in the suburbs at school.
Right. Don't forget to get your weed.
Handing out weed to the children.
Right. Plus, we didn't decriminalize it, right?
Well,
we made it legal. Detroit already did, but what I'm saying is the proposal that they're saying, they're referring to this proposal as the citizens deciding to decriminalize cannabis. That's not what we did. Decriminalizing is something specific that it's strictly illegal but not prosecuted.
Yeah, it's not taking you to jail.
You don't vote on...
It's giving you a ticket.
We didn't vote on, do you want cops to prosecute? Do you want weed to remain illegal, but cops just don't bust you for it? That's not what we voted on. We voted on a legal recreational program.
We can have it, motherfuckers. Yeah.
So, I mean, even if he is successful, this can just be overturned by the incoming Democratic Congress.
And governor.
And So it's doubtful this is going to last.
But they can go.
Because.
Sorry.
Because this program in Michigan is very similar to the ones that we've seen rolled out across this country.
Yeah.
In most forms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the successful model of this. I don't see more people blowing up their homes in Colorado.
No. Or Oregon or Washington. California, Nevada, Massachusetts, Maine.
Well, I guess in order also to...
Vermont's legal, right?
What happened in Vermont again?
Didn't their legislature?
I can't even keep track anymore. Also, take heart in this.
Yeah, that's right. It's July 1st.
Yeah, okay. It's very unlikely to pass also because I guess in order to essentially amend a proposal, you have to have 3/4 of the representative body on that vote.
Yes.
So that's...
Have fun.
Yeah. You don't get that kind of cooperation unless it's like, you know, dogs for 9/11. It's fucking everybody gets government sponsored kitten and baby pictures sent to their email every morning.
Yeah. And Vermont is part of the recreational club. Vermont, Massachusetts, Maine.
That's right.
So New Hampshire, you're surrounded. Just give up.
Really? I mean, you're all going to have a contact high anyway. You might as well.
And that means Connecticut and Rhode Island, you might as well. And then New York.
And then don't go down New York.
New York, you got to do it. I just wonder who's going to be the next Midwest state. Which one connected to us? I might bet Ohio. Ohio's weed friendly.
Yeah, most likely.
And once you get Ohio, you get Pennsylvania. And then there's like the Northeast. Oh, do you got any stories about Jersey this week? Jersey made some moves in their legislature.
Did they? No, I did not.
New Jersey's trying to be like Vermont.
Yeah, we talked about that, didn't we? I can't remember. I know we've mentioned it. I don't remember if we brought it up that the. But is there news? Are they making progress towards getting that passed? I don't know. Oh, also, there's representatives in Utah that are pulling the same shenanigans that they're trying to do in Michigan.
Expect that out of Utah.
Yeah.
Their red state ass.
They're trying to trip up the medical marijuana program. The Republican lawmakers and opponents of the initiative, including the Mormon Church, say the law goes too far and they want to scale it back. This is creepy Uncle Sam telling you what's good for you. You don't know. You're just a dumb citizen. We get paid to know what's good for you. You should listen to us. Greg Hughes says on the subject, I think we are trying to strike a strong middle ground on how we deliver for patient access medical marijuana in a safe way and also protect the public from unintended consequences, such as having fun without a hangover the next day. I would guess would be the unintended consequences.
Yes.
They're probably okay with alcohol because God punishes you for your love of alcohol the next day. But weed is truly from Satan because, you know.
It's devil's lettuce. It's in the name.
There's no after effects.
You don't make poor decisions. Well, the diet. That you make poor dietary decisions. If I put the Doritos in the burrito.
A door burrito?
Dorbito?
Torpedo.
I've ordered, you know, Grubhub delivers everything now. I've ordered from Cold Stone. I've gotten chocolate ice cream with like everything chocolate they have.
You got ice cream delivered to your house?
All the time.
For reals? And it arrives cold?
Yeah. Grubhub, man. Download the Grubhub app. Grubhub app will blow your mind, man.
Yeah, well, I like ice cream, but I go to the grocery store and I see ice cream and I'm like, I'm going to want that at some time in the future. I should buy it now.
Yeah, but I don't need to have a whole thing of ice cream in my house. That's my thing.
You can't. Yeah, it'll just disappear too quickly.
Yes.
So if you, this is kind of like when I was trying to quit smoking, I would bum a lot of cigarettes, I would actually buy a lot of cigarettes and I would pay $1 for Lucy's? A cigarette. Yeah. Well, no, not from the, I wouldn't get them from the, but I'd ask somebody if they had a spare one, and I'd give them $1.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people would turn me down like $1 for a cigarette. I'm like, no, I need to pay $1. You know, if I pay you $1,
shut
I'm not going to
take my money.
I'm not going to smoke five of these. Five of your cigarettes today. But it's tough. I mean, especially trying to quit smoking in an environment where everyone you know smokes. Like, you play in a band and work at a music store.
Yeah.
And you're trying to quit smoking, like, all right.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
Right. That's like, I'm going to stop smoking crack, but I still got to show up for my job at the crack house. So, see you at 9 a.m., boss.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
9 a.m. tomorrow, because we're crackheads.
Right. I'll be the one scratching my neck.
Mm-hmm. I first have to stay up all night to see you at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Right.
But yeah, you don't know what's good for you. Okay. We'll give you medical marijuana, but not on your terms. This irks me. This kind of irks me more on a libertarian level even than on a pot-smoking level.
Really?
Well, yeah. This is at the core of what the government shouldn't be doing, trying to control behavior. And I know libertarian gets a really bad rap these days, and I've heard from a lot of idiots that identify as a libertarian, and they say they use it as a defense for a lot of heinous behavior, I think, too. But I'm just old school libertarian. Like, don't tell me what I can eat, smoke, what I have to wear, if I have to
especially if the people have spoken. Right. What we've wanted.
Well, especially in those instances. But yeah, I mean, don't tell me if I have to wear a seatbelt or a helmet or something like that. Let me take my life into my own hands.
Yeah.
You know, and there are, when it bleeds over into things like possible child endangerment, I'm sympathetic. You know, I think that there is a part of the government that is there to protect us. But really, you don't have to directly protect the adults of this country in that way. Like, sure, keep the invaders off the shores. That would be nice. And we like paying for taxes for that stuff.
Libertarianism is all about individual liberty, and it should never be defined by the terms liberal or conservative.
And communism is no good.
That's right. Big swing and a miss.
Yeah. What's the word for when a few clerics are in charge?
Religious oligarchy.
Holy
I can remember things.
I guess.
Hey, keep mine rare.
A man after my own heart.
My report's due tomorrow.
What's it on?
Why government matters?
Really? Well, it's too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have...
That's the type of good line that works. Like I was talking about in The Simpsons. That's a character... That's not a joke. That's an Andy Griffith type of moment that the Farrelly brother was referring to.
And property.
It's because... That question, that was idea was posed to that character.
You should be able to do
and his reaction.
This, right? If you want to eat all of it, great. If you want to throw it away in the garbage, that's your prerogative. But here I come, the government.
Takes a good, like, 40% chomp.
40% of your lunch. And that, Lauren, is how taxes work.
That's not fair.
You're learning. Uh-oh. Capital gains tax.
Another bite of the sandwich.
Are you Ron Swanson?
I am.
Okay, what exactly did you teach my daughter?
Oh, you must be Mrs. Burkus.
Lauren was supposed to do a paper on why government matters. This is what she wrote.
It doesn't. Well said.
Yeah. Well, just one more reason why this isn't the final fight. Having it available legally in your own state is great. But even that is going to be directly affected one way or another, depending on the status federally.
So you need to fix that.
And it's still going to affect...
Can't think of Matt Whitaker on that.
Things like money and security, handling cash, all this stuff.
Come on, Trump. You see the green rush happening. Yep. Let's just take care of this.
There's been more... But as this is rolling out, as we were saying, like... Now, 20% of the country has some form of legal program, and banks are starting to pay attention to that. You know, they like money. They want to handle all the money out there, you know? The idea that there's just cash being handed out directly to employees drives banks crazy. They're like, no.
We could be getting a piece of that.
Right. You have to have your money with us because it's safe, right?
Yeah.
And we have to be federally backed, and that's part of the problem right there in and of itself. Because they can't get FDIC insured if they're going to handle "quote unquote" drug money, and even the IRS is still looking at this as drug money. You know, there was a bank in a credit union in Alaska that's actually rolling out a program to offer all these basic business services to the cannabis industry in Alaska. Payroll, you know, being able to just write checks for shit. Being able to have an account so you can take credit cards so that these companies can do everything above the board under the same types of government regulation that any other business is expected to adhere to and pay their taxes properly. You know, this should be something the government wants, right? It doesn't like cash-based businesses. It doesn't trust cash-based businesses. You know, here's the really funny thing about tipping, you know, there's been a lot of controversy recently about the culture of tipping. And you go out to a restaurant and how much do you tip and where do you tip? And what's great about that is like, there's this idea that it's more direct, like, oh, well, this is like performance based. You know, she does a really good job. She's going to get a nice, healthy tip. You know, these good tips often equal out to more than what your minimum wage is for many jobs. And you justify this. But because tips are cash-based, they're taxed at like 40%.
Yeah. But most of them aren't reported.
Right. Because they're going to gouge. The government is gouging because they assume you're underreporting. You underreport because you assume that, because you know that the government is going to gouge you. I mean, 40% is like, you usually don't pay those types of taxes until you're making it like six digits or more per year.
Yeah.
That's like, and like way up there, you know, like not just hitting 100,000. Like that's some rich guy tax bracket if you're paying 40%. But anyways, why were we talking about cash? Oh yeah, because a lot of businesses
cannabis
are doing
cash.
Cash. Right. So we want the businesses to stop handling cash, right? We want them to pay their taxes and do everything above board and not be hassled by the government. Just operate like any normal retail business or liquor store or anything like that would. And when they do pay their taxes, they actually go through and, you know, file with the IRS and everything, they are still fucked with. Because federally, again, it's a Schedule One, it's a Class One drug or Schedule One drug or whatever it is. So it has no medicinal purposes according to that classification. There's no legal handling of cannabis according to the federal government. So therefore, these businesses are finding out now, because actually one of these cases went to court. Harborside Health Center of Oakland, they recently lost a court case against them from the IRS, saying that they owed millions of dollars in back taxes. Now, Harborside had paid their taxes. They had filed. They pay, you know, their employee taxes and their state taxes and whatever taxes they're being asked to pay, they are paying it. And they're also doing what any other business or even individual does. They do write-offs. You know, for a business, you're writing off, well, depends on your business, I guess. But in this case, if you're growing, you're writing off lights and power and soil and seeds and all the stuff that goes into production, right?
Security.
Yeah, all the stuff directly tied to your business can be written off in some form, and you can get a break on your taxes because of that. And that's what all businesses and all individuals do to some degree. And because what they're doing is considered drug running by the IRS, they're saying that these businesses cannot write off any of that activity, which basically bans them from writing off anything. Like, pay your taxes, or who knows, you know, the DEA could show up at your door and decide to have beef with you. Or, you know, just pay your taxes, because like any other business, you don't want to fuck with the government, state or federal. But you're not going to be able to write any of that off. So you're paying full ticket price on that. There's no discounts for you, sir. Every other business and individual in this country gets to write off shit. So I thought that was interesting. That was the case that was lost recently. So this is a really bad precedence. This is why we need to be urgent about, forget about how many states are going to convert to a cannabis program of some sort. We're going to continue to have these kind of fucked up problems with the industry until we tackle the federal classification of it.
We have to figure that shit's out.
And yeah.
Come on, Trump. Do something useful.
Oh, it's not going to be Trump.
It involves money.
Trump and his thug.
White Shrek.
Yeah. So Harborside, I guess, was specifically singled out because they are such a large business. Described in this article on Leafly as the largest marijuana dispensary in America.
Where's it at? What's the address?
To the tax court commissioner, that just makes us a giant drug trafficker, unentitled to the usual deductions that legitimate businesses can claim, unable to even capitalize its indirect costs into its inventory, and subject to penalties for taking contrary positions on its tax returns. This has to be a lawyer quoted here. Yeah, Harborside attorney Henry J. Wykowski.
Like, just what's it going to take to get it off Schedule One?
I know those guys, Wykowski and Wykowski, transactional techno lawyers. Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be, well, there's some proposals out there, but like we said before, apparently this is, you're going to have to have some cooperation.
Come on,
on
Democratic
like
House of Representatives.
And there's not going to be any cooperation had, really, I think, anywhere with Trump in office. They're looking at cannabis for treatment of concussions and head injuries.
Cool.
Actually, in conjunction with another mostly illegal drug, psychedelic mushrooms.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you have the cannabis for, you know, probably helps with the swelling. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it helps with the recovery. And I think the magic mushrooms are more for the psychotherapy side of it. Psilocybin, thank you. It's been approved by the FDA to for depression treatments.
No shit.
Yeah. And this is like microdosing. This isn't like find Jesus and come back whole.
Could be macrodose.
Right? You sign up for the study and then go out to your car and put on a hat.
And a mustache.
That's what Trump was saying about the voters. You know, when they were doing the quote-unquote recounts, which was actually the first count. They're like, what? Oh, where are all these votes coming from? We don't even know. You know, a lot of times people come in, they vote, they go out to their car, put on a hat, come back in, vote again.
Like, wow.
Like, have you never... Wow. Did you not actually vote? Like, I know you're the president.
Voted ever?
Right. Like, you had to have voted at some point, right? And you got your ID checked and you signed the thing and they cross-reference your address. And it's pretty thorough.
Yeah.
They don't make any mistakes about identity, at least not intentionally so. And that's why we have 0.003% voter fraud that comes from, any type of identity fraud or anything like that. Like, it just doesn't happen.
You are fake news.
Yeah, but medicinal purposes of cannabis, that's not fake news. Now, this is another one of these small studies, and this is experimental. There's no concrete proof that it does anything, but it doesn't seem to be hurting. And they're seeing some early results that seem promising, shall we say. And also zero reports of those patients going on to try harder drugs.
Well, they're not wanting to tie off.
Right. Well, I mean, the university's providing you with weed and mushrooms. Like, you really don't have to go anywhere else.
They're like, do you got any fish CDs? You have the dead catalog while you're at it, university?
Yeah, no, they just have to get on the NFL, right? Get them to relax their...
take their players into the blue medical tent. Here, take this cap and smoke this blunt. Huh? You'll be ready to go by halftime.
I mean, I think we're definitely going to see that with CBD stuff. I would imagine, though, if you take CBD, it probably shows up in your bloodstream or your urine, I mean, or probably both.
I don't know, I guess.
I would imagine so. I don't know how easy it would be to differentiate between THC and CBD. So.
Music from the study.
This is some sappy sounding Fish. Like, where's the filter on the guitar? Well, this is getting closer, yeah. Kind of got a little bit of a reggae groove to that.
Next.
Yeah, what is this shit? I had enough Fish. What are we smoking?
We're smoking Dosey-Dos.
Oh, yum.
Yes. I figured, yeah. There you go.
Where did you come from?
Fucking this goddamn song.
Does he actually say do-si-do in this song?
No. That's
no, but yeah.
Do-si-dos.
No, I'm with you.
That's what my brain comes up with. Do-si-dos is an indica dominant hybrid with qualities similar to its parent, GSC?
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, Girl Scout cookies. Whoops.
With you're like me with trichomes. Billy Corrigan.
Bright pistils and lime green lavender leaves. This strain is a feast for the eyes. It's almost pungent, sweet, and earthy with slight floral funkiness. These classic OG aromas blend nicely with medical grade body effects that lean toward the sedative side with the addition of Face Off OG genetics. Enjoy a stony in your face buzz off the start that melts down over the body, prettifying the consumer with relaxation that emanates outward.
Prettifying. Okay. I feel prettified. I do feel kind of melty. I feel rather relaxed.
Well, guess you should. It's the number one thing. Relaxed bar is all the way. Happy, euphoric, sleepy, yeah. Uplifted.
Now, I was already a little bit rubbery from the little bit of vaping I did on the way here. And
medically, it's good for the stress, pain, depression, insomnia, lack of appetite. The negatives, dry mouth, dry eyes, makes dizzy, paranoid, and headache.
Not the eyes, but the mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I was talking like Jeff Goldblum through this episode.
Which Jeff Goldblum? Like Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum. The Fly, Jeff Goldblum.
Igby Goes Down, Jeff Goldblum. Where he just might smack you.
I believe that certain people in life are meant to fall by the wayside. To serve as warnings for the rest of us, signposts along the way.
To where?
Success. Our father would be a slippery when schizophrenic sign, for instance. Along the highway of life. This summer, I want you to come and work for me. Work with my crew, renovate some of my New York properties. You up to being exploited by your old pal this summer?
Stay at your summer house at the Hamptons?
On the weekend.
Gay!
They canceled Daredevil, huh?
Yep. That's it. That's all you get.
That just proves that there's no future for the Marvel Netflix shows, right? If they're going to cancel that one. And the only reason they haven't announced Punisher or Jessica Jones is because they're currently in production.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably get those seasons.
Disney just start an online service?
Well, they've announced more details about it, but it's still not coming out until next year.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
about sense to have all their properties.
Well, they're going to have
umbrella.
Disney Plus is going to be, well, you know, anything under the Disney official banner is PG.
Yeah.
Doesn't even really step up to the line of PG. It remains clearly in PG territory.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to also, with their Fox acquisition, they're going to have majority ownership of Hulu. So that's where all their more adult themed stuff can go.
Well, they don't cancel us. Can't cancel us.
They don't know us. Not yet.
Not yet.
At least not that we know of.
I don't know, yeah. As far as I know, we're not canceled. You know something I don't know, let me know. But for now, we're at ChristopherMedia.net. We're on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever the hell you call it now. Google Play. I heard there's a Google Podcast dedicated app now. You have iPhone, so you wouldn't even know anymore. But yeah. Just like or just cut out the middleman, go to ChristopherMedia.net. Shows are on Tuesdays, Fridays. I said we reserved the right for ish on those. You know, sometimes life happens. At TheWeezin420 on Twitter, at TheWeezinPodcast on the Instagram. TheWeezinPodcast, ChristopherMedia.net for the electronic mail. Stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.